I'll come right in.
You required me? I do look good today, don't I? Thank you. I would say it's kind of you to notice, but let's face it. Everyone notices when I look good. Do you need anything? Or is this another instance where you call me into this, little broom closet of an office to ogle my tits? No. So what did you want to talk about? How the Jefferson call went? Do you need feedback? Advice? Help? Drafting a letter of resignation? So what if I was listening in? I may be your acting secretary, but I'm technically still your superior. You're new, you'll learn. Client calls are my business. I deserve to know how the new recruit is doing. You did fine. Delivery was confident. You were charming, even over the phone. You built rapport. As I said, it was all fine, adequate. You did your job. Well done, you. Shall I get you a little prize? If I had to critique something, you did sound a little young, a little inexperienced, but I suppose that'll go away with time. Makes me wonder why we hired you straight out of college, but I'm not in hiring. As we've discussed, I would never have hired you. Under any circumstances. Another hot chocolate. Really? But I just got you a... I'll get that hot chocolate for you right away, sir. And I'm just right outside if you need something. Try not to break anything.
What is it now, sir? Your hot chocolate is on its way. Of course I delegated. You think I'm going to... No, no, no. I have fucking work to do. I have to do a call with the shareholders. We have a meeting tonight. Ugh!
Hello, sir. You requested me? Why, of course, I can organize your lunch. What would you like? I don't have time to... You can choose it yourself, you little prick. You get this through your piggish skull. I am acting as your secretary. Because obviously you're fucking incompetent, and you need a professional to help you out. How does sushi sound, asshole? How about a burger? Pizza? Subway? A fucking bagel? I don't know. All right, jeez. I'll choose. God, you're a little shit. Can't believe I'm fucking babysitting you this week. Are we done? Good.
What the fuck is it now? I haven't even ordered your fucking lunch yet. No lunch order. You fucking asshole! I swear I'll... You're having lunch with... Right. Excuse me one moment.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're having lunch with Mr. Halloran. Why would he invite you? I don't... What does he see in you? No offense, but... Having lunch when hiring you is one thing. But when you're an employee... Ugh. Maybe he thinks you're some kind of dumb fucking protege. I don't know. In which case, we might have to get him put in an institution of some kind. Have I had lunch? Well, no. I've been working. Trying to, at least. It takes effort to make as much money as I do, honey. Oh, really? You've brought me some lunch. How kind of you. Go on, then. Is it a Snickers? Because I'm such a nasty fucking bitch, I've had people offer me Snickers before. I don't find it amusing.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you didn't stoop to that level. Well, what is it then? A salad? Is that a dig at my weight, you fucking piece of sh... Oh. Your ass. Very funny. Let's just get one thing straight. I am one of the most successful businesswomen this country has ever fucking seen. Last week, I had lunch with Warren Buffett and Steve Burke. In Monaco. We all flew there together in my private plane. Steve Burke is the CEO of NBC Universal. I shouldn't have to be explaining things to you. I am respected and, in some cases, revered. The Wall Street Journal wrote about me last month. Quite a big spread. 6 pages. I'm not sure if you read it. It was a celebration of powerful women. Michelle Obama, AOC, and my dear friend Marilyn Hewson, CEO of Lockheed Martin. She's been Fortune's number one most powerful woman for the past 2 years, but I was the lead. That's right. Me. So, newsflash, college boy. I'm just better than you, or anyone else your pathetic ass might know. Oh, and then this month, I'm being profiled by the New Yorker. Do you see a pattern? There's no way that a woman like me is going to lick your pathetic fucking ass. Capiche? So will that be all, sir? Yes, I'm aware we had sex. It was good, I won't lie. But it was strictly a one-time thing. It was a mistake. I don't care what I said. You don't think I lie all the fucking time to get what I want? You don't think I'm going to fuck you over as soon as I'm not your widow secretary? I'm going to make your life at this company a living hell. Because it'll be fun. And that's what I do to staff who are embarrassingly stupid. Firstly, you are so far beneath me, it's not funny. I was slumming it majorly. Secondly, you can go fuck yourself. I can buy cock 10 times better than you if I wanted it. You think I haven't had a male escort before? Some bronzed Adonis with a 10-inch cock who fucks me and then leaves? Just like that. No feelings, no emotions, just sex. Why on earth would I fuck you again? You're cheap and easy, is what I'm saying. Look at me. Of course you want to fuck me. I'm confident, I'm gorgeous, and I'm mature. I'm everybody's wet dream. You see women like me every day that you'd like to fuck, but you can't. Well, too bad, mister. It ain't happening. So why don't you sit at your little desk, stare at the dumpster out your window, and have a little jerk-off session all to yourself, hmm? Because you're sure as hell not touching my fine ass again. Oh, because I enjoyed it, you deserve more. Fuck you. I did say we'd work well together, but that was before I realized just how immature you are. Before you got the stupid notion in your head to lord our little temporary arrangement over me. I mean, ordering 10 hot chocolates a day? Honey, this is the real world. Order a fucking coffee like everybody else. What are you doing now? Closing the blinds? Gonna show me who's boss, tough boy? Get your fucking hands off of me. No. Fuck you. Fuck you, you little shit. Let go of my hair. I'm your boss. You're half my age. Oh, stop pulling my fucking hair. Oh, you arrogant bastard. Get your hands out of there. No. So what if I'm wet? I don't owe you a fucking thing. No. No. Get away from me with that thing. I'm going to make sure you're fucking fired for this. What? What are you doing? You want me to what? You want me to call HR? All right, you got me. You know, it's really not very fun if you call my bluff. What's a girl gotta do to fulfill her fantasies around here? Of course I'm not going to fire you, you fucking idiot. I want you to fuck me. To ravage me. Why else would I be showing you as much cleavage as I do? Don't tell me you hadn't noticed. I don't walk around the rest of the building with my blouse undone. But somehow, whenever you call me into my office, I find my buttons mysteriously pop open. You read my mind. Now slap me. I'm just an aging fucking whore, remember? Oh, yes, that hit the spot. Do it again. Harder. Playing hard to get really turns me on. I'm sorry I haven't been putting out. I really needed you to take it. You naughty fucking boy. Forcing yourself on your boss. Aren't you supposed to treat your elders with respect? I'm old enough to be your mother, but my pussy is so fucking wet for you. God, I'm such a bad woman. I need to be fucked badly, sir. Bend me over this desk. No? What do you mean, no? Fine, I'll lick your ass. But afterwards you're going to fuck me. Get it? Good. A bit of quid pro quo. You're right. You got spark, kid. I think I know why Mr. Halloran has taken a shine to you. Go on. Bend over the desk, then. Ow! Let go of my hair. Okay. Sir. Of course. You're in charge. We'll do it your way. All right. Now... Okay, I'm licking.
Better appreciate this. So degrading.
I can't believe I just licked your ass. I've never licked anyone's ass before. No, never. Can you believe it? Who's the inexperienced one now? The successful, rich businesswoman has never licked a man's asshole. Not once. Never kissed his soft, firm ass cheeks. Never pressed her face between them. Felt the warmth of them on her face. Well, that's your ass done, kid. How about we play with mine? Have you ever wanted to fuck your bitchy boss in her tight ass? Yeah, you have. Of course you have. Everyone wants to shove something up my ass. I'm the ice queen of the office, remember? Wound up so fucking tight, I can turn a lump of coal into a diamond. Shall I bend over your desk? Oh, you got some pre-cum on there. I can feel it on my pussy. So wet. No. You better not show any... Fucking mercy! Oh, just like that. Ram your cock into my tight ass. Fuck. Pull my hair, baby. I'm your fucking boss. Pull on my fucking hair. Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, yes. I am your fucking slut. Use me like a whore. Oh, God, I'm a bitch. Slap my fucking ass as hard as you fucking can. Hurt me. Oh, fuck. That's it. Harder. Make it hard. No. Excuse me. Oh, fuck yes. Harder. That'll leave. God. Oh. Oh, fuck. My ass is so tight. Oh, can you feel it gripping your cock? Can you? Oh, that's it, boy. Pound me. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Deep and hard. Yes. Oh, God. Fuck me. Oh, it fucking hurts, but it feels so good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I can feel my asshole stretching. Oh, fuck, you're gonna get me, boy. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, you're gonna make me come, baby. Yes. Do it. Make me come for that cock. Make your fucking whore of a boss come on your young cock. Yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh, you want to come too, sir? You want to come in me? Then come in my pussy. Come in my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck my pussy. Fill me up. I need you to come in me. Fill me with your hot young cum. Please, sir. Please come inside me. Please. I know I need it. Oh, fucking give it to me. Oh, flood your boss's pussy. Yes. Oh, like that. Fuck. That was intense. Right. Well, thank you for that. I think I'll actually be able to focus through the weekly shareholders meeting tonight. I better get back to work. I've got a meeting in 20 minutes, and I'm expecting a report from accounts. And then I'm going to see Mr. Halloran. But I'm going to be sitting in his office with your cum slowly dripping down my thighs. You can think about that during your lunch with him. You want advice? You aren't nervous, are you? All right. Don't be a dumb fucking idiot, and you'll be fine. And if Mr. Halloran orders dessert, you'd better order one too. He doesn't like being the only one eating. Oh, and have some basic answers ready. He'll probably want to ask what your career goals are, what you want out of the company, but have questions too. This is all really basic shit. You should know this. Be inquisitive. Definitely leave your fucking phone in your bag. We both know how you millennials are. Be confident and... Sorry, I'm not used to being nice. Just be yourself. I like you. And he seems to as well. That's a good sign. Just don't be a fucking idiot. And if you even hint at the fact we fucked, I'll fucking kill you. Anyway, I'll definitely be tasting this ass again. Me, rimming. Who'd have thought it? In fact, I'd very much like this to be a regular thing, sir. No more playing hard to get. If you need a blowjob, just ask. If you're feeling stressed and you want to grope some boobs, hell, even if you feel the need to gape a middle-aged woman's tight asshole, just let me know. So long as you're not an idiot and keep it to yourself. Great. Same time tomorrow. I've kept your schedule clear. Perfect. If you need me, I'll be outside. Now get dressed before someone sees how cute you look with your cock out. Did I say cute? I meant unprofessional. Oh, and I'll be getting your hot chocolates personally from now on.